of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
That's right. You are indeed tuned into WRUV FM Burlington. Good morning. 7 o'clock Thursday, sunshine. I'm DJ Rest and Digest. Thanks for being here with me. I'll be playing some slow, mellow stuff for the next hour for your vagus nerve and mine. I also love the blues too. We just heard from Roy Buchanan a song titled John's Blues. Love all kinds of music. Yeah. All right. Before we jump in, a couple of things. One, I rolled into the station this morning and there's a whole stack of the WRUV zines that are available. They're great. You can grab them inside the station. You can grab them outside the station. At the window that looks inside on the ledge, there's a bunch hanging out there. Find them around campus. Grab yours. And before we jump into some music this morning, a quick announcement about riding your bike. Hey, you. Are you sedentary? Are you bored? Do you long to feel the crisp lakeside wind across your smiling face? Well, you should try biking. Burlington is an exceptionally great place to own a bike, so why not take advantage of it? You could bike by the lake, around town, up the Colchester Causeway, and more. Remember to wear a helmet and watch out for cars. This message is brought to you by your bicycle-loving DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington. Yes, bicycles. 'Tis the season. A little chilly out there this morning, but not impossible. All right. Let's see. So today, it's my last official show of the semester. Bittersweet, that is. I'm around the summer, just not on a regular basis. So catch me at random times on the air this summer, filling in different places. Most of today I've got lined up for us Steve Roach from his new-ish from last month release, The Reverent Sky. Yes, delightful ambient, ready to go. So let's do that. Let's kick off. And yeah. So this is the title track from that release, The Reverent Sky. Thanks for being here this morning at WRUV FM Burlington.
Thank you.
You're tuned into WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1. In the background, The Reverent Sky by Steve Roach. It's 7:30. You're tuned into WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1. Good morning. My name is DJ Rest and Digest, and we just listened to the song Clouded by Sapato, and kicked off this morning with The Reverent Sky by Steve Roach from the album with the same name. It was a long one, but good, but long, but good. Oh, I know. That's right. I was thinking before I popped on an air here, what am I going to say? But it is time for news and weather. And I also wanted to just say, happy May Day. Happy May 1st. Happy Beltane. Welcome back to the warmth and the sun. And, a day to also acknowledge workers' rights internationally. Okay, weather. Right now in Burlington, it's 36 with a few clouds, but mostly sunny. Today, it's going to be great later, looking at a high of 67 with sunshine, calm wind, maybe a little breeze in the afternoon, but good stuff. yeah, get it in, get your sunshine in, because it's going to be more rainy over the weekend. So, or at least Friday and Saturday. Sunday looks good, but yeah, today and Sunday are your best bets for sunshine. But yeah, some people like rain, right? And sometimes I do too. sometimes a rainy day is a good day. Okay, so that's the weather from the National Weather Service. And time for some news. Okay, from our friends at Vermont Digger. This article is about federal cuts to the AmeriCorps program here in Vermont and other states too. I'm just going to read a little bit from the article. Soon after floodwaters inundated Montpelier in July 2023, the city tasked its Parks and Trees Department with running a central hub for flood response. That meant Marek Zajac, an AmeriCorps member serving with the department, spent long hours under a tent in the Capitol's downtown. The now 32-year-old kept track of which neighbors needed their homes mucked and gutted and dispatched available volunteers. Last week, AmeriCorps began terminating nearly $400 million in grants across the country that funded thousands of jobs, including about $2.4 million in funding for service positions in Vermont. An April 25 grant termination letter sent to Philip Colling, the executive director of Serve Vermont, said that the state's grant no longer effectuates an agency priorities and demanded that the letter recipient immediately cease all activities. That impacts about 200 AmeriCorps positions statewide. So yeah, you can read the entire article at Vermont Digger, all more about what's going on with AmeriCorps programs here in Vermont in terms of the impact of funding cuts from the federal government. All right, back to some music. Let's see, what do I have? More Steve Roach, of course, is going to be, that's sort of the theme of the day, is Steve Roach. But before we do that, just a quick little song titled Meditation feels appropriate for today, and kicking off this Thursday morning, slow wake up, shaking off the sleep, getting the day going. Glad you're tuned in here at WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always. You're tuned into WRUV FM Burlington 90.1, 7:56. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. We're listening to The Nurturing Ground by Steve Roach. Hope you are enjoying the ground beneath your feet and this music in your ears. I'll be back sometime this summer. I won't have a regular show, but I'll be around. You can also catch up on past playlists at spinatron.com for myself and all the other DJs. Hope you're getting off to a great start this Thursday morning. Keep it locked here at WRUV FM Burlington.